Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
297-800-965-1297. That's 800.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Chicago bringing us back. Anita Rosen is our guest. ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
Correct.
What, tell us what you do for your folks.
Well, I'm in the, actually, I have an e-learning business. So e-learning is what we have as an authoring tool. So you create training, and then you put it on the web, and you have give it access to your employees to be able to take online training and your customers to be able to take online training. And it's just a cheaper and easier way to be able to train the people in your sphere.
So check that out, folks, ReadyGo.com, and find out how what she does. She does good work. I know that. Anita, thanks again for being here. Well, let's talk about artificial intelligence. As I kind of said earlier, we talked about earlier in the very first segment, whenever people talk about artificial intelligence, AI, most people, the first thing they think about is a movie they watch where the AI was a robot and he had a gun. And or they think about AI being a robot in a factory that's taking their job. And so what happens is, because they think of that, they think of something negative, and so AI is scary to them, and it puts the blame, it puts the responsibility for AI on someone else. But I think that there's plenty of AI in the mainstream that people have access to all the time, artificial intelligence, and that they're going to have. That they need to be responsible for their own application of it, their own use of it. What do you think?
I haven't really thought about it that way, but yeah, I can see that. And I think we, AI has been around since the 50s. They've been talking about AI, and there's been college majors for AI for 50, 60 years. It's just been in the last few years that we've had the technology is robust enough to actually bring these ideas and these concepts to life.
But isn't AI really just algorithms? It's just digital mathematics, isn't it? Isn't that what AI is? And then sometimes it's attached to an arm, and sometimes it's attached to a social media platform.
Well, it's a little bit more than that, because it's a different way of computing. Previously, computing was if then else. If you do this, then else.
If this, then that.
Where AI is, you have a set. So you'll have a huge database of, I'll use Google as an example and how they use it for advertising. So you go to a site, and let's say you're looking for tires. What Google will do is say, oh, we have a deep database of 100 million other people that went and looked at tires. What
right.
did they do next?
Mm-hmm.
So what it is it's not an if-then-else. It's let's look through and, okay, the number one thing people did is A. The number two thing people did is B. The number three thing people did is C. So they just take you. It's a popularity.
Right.
So that's what they do. Is this, so
but it, which is the which and is all everything than, you're saying is as far away from a robot as it can be.
Right.
That's the point I want to get across to people. Folks, when we're talking about AI, don't just think about robots. And you may say, well, I'm never around a robot, but you're around AI because Google did it to you today. That's what you just said.
Oh, yeah. The second you pick up your phone, you're around AI.
Yeah.
So, you know, robots, the big thing is everyone says, oh, I'm going to lose my job. It's going to be the exact opposite for the next generation of robots. Right now, robots are really dangerous. So when they show factories, they show there's not a single human being. You see, we're moving away from human beings
right.
in factories. Well, the problem is robots are really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So the big area, the big future right now, what they're working on right now in Silicon Valley when it comes to robotics is what's called visualization, which we would call cameras. And visualization is they use cameras so that they know where the robot is. So if you know where the robot is, and then you can also figure out where the humans are, robots won't kill the human. And Chiladin is, you have this arm that doesn't know that there's anything else there,
right.
And it moves right, and there's a human moving left, and they collide, and I'll tell you, the human
won't win. The human loses.
Yeah, the human won't win. But if you now have cameras that know where the human is and where the robot is, and tells the robot, stop, there's a human, now you can, because the best is not having any humans there.
But what I'm worried about more than anything, Anita, more than anything is the way Google uses AI to manipulate us is more dangerous to me than a robot.
Well, again, it's not. They're going down one path, and there's this whole naivete to the con person.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, Anita, I got to wrap it up. You've done a wonderful job. Please come back soon.
My pleasure. You asked me back. I'll be back.
Anita Rosen, ladies and
gentlemen. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.